You're listening to a podcast from 702.
But today we're looking at the Italian Job Food Emporium. They offer breakfast and lunch, and they also offer both sit-down and grab-and-go option. So the Italian Job has been described and reviewed as really an awesome deli with an all with Italian cold meats, cheeses, as well as an Italian supermarket offering. So not only can you eat what the chef has created, but you can also take some things away with you to go and enhance whatever you're cooking at home. Claudia Stella, who's the co-owner of the Italian Job Food Emporium, joins us now. They're located in Bryanston. Good afternoon, Claudia.
Hi, it's Anya. Thank you very much for having me.
Lovely to have you on the show. I mean, your motto, as you guys say, is simple. Your story is simple. We cook Italian, we talk Italian, we are Italian family having fun exactly with food and heritage.
Yes, we're trying. We're trying hard, but one step at a time.
Yeah. So you and your first cousin and business partner, Lorenzo Mutellini, who's a well-known chef, you guys decided to go into business together. So tell us about the Italian Job. How did it all begin and what's the history behind this?
So I call my cousin Renzo. I've called him Renzo all my life, but he's very renowned in the industry. And we chatted about doing something as a business one day together in our younger years. And eventually our paths, they crossed at about 2018, end of 2018. And he was wrapping up his business where he was. And I had had enough of corporate, in fact, in the sales industry. And we decided, well, that's it, let's join. So we did. We never knew what we wanted to do, but he knew food, and basically we moved on from there. We opened. We knew there was a desire for a deli, an Italian type experience in the northern suburbs, and we decided to open something. And fortunately, we found an awesome spot in Bryanston, kind of in the heart of where we wanted to be. Always concerned that, you know, prices would always be pushed up because of the area, but not entirely so. And we started in 2019, February the 1st. We got into our cars and we started looking for premises, which we found. And you need to come and have a look. But it really is a home away from home, which we tried to create with all repurposed things in our shop. So people say when they come in, they feel a warm energy, and I truly believe it's because of all the old stuff that is being brought into the shop that's created that energy.
Right. Is it not your hosting, Claudia? Is it not your hosting? Is it not a combination of your hosting and Renzo's food?
Yeah, completely. I think we've got the creative through the chef, and sometimes he's grumpy, and then I'm the sales, and I'm front of house. So we have a great combination, and we try and welcome people, because at the end of the day, we've got to, for me, I've got to make a sale before we leave. And but people keep coming back, so I think we're doing something right.
Absolutely. Here's a WhatsApp. It says, the Emporium is the best ever. We go regularly. It's an unsigned WhatsApp that's just come in. But, you know, Claudia, we hear it all the time that the secret to good food is quality ingredients. So what's the work behind the range that you source, and where does it come from?
So all our products are Italian products that we retail in the stores. So the cold meats are all proper Italian cold meats imported from Modena in Italy. Lovely tasting. The brand is Ariel Ferrari. It's a phenomenal brand of meat. And that's one thing my cousin and I, we both enjoy and wish for quality. And for instance, the food that we serve, we don't skimp. We put in quality, and we're trying to keep and going back to the basics of the Italian food that we serve. And that's what people are enjoying. But everything's imported. We don't have, in fact, we've got one item, which is chorizo, which is non-Italian, but you won't find an Emmental cheese, or that sort of thing. Everything is Italian. Some local Italian stuff, but majority imported.
Okay.
Very competitive.
Yes, and it sounds like you're being quite, you're going to be snobbish about that and make sure that you don't mix things that you want to keep it pretty pure.
We do, very much so. You know, so we're becoming quite known in the industry, and we have a lot of people knocking on our door to try and get the product into the shop. But unless it's Italian, unfortunately, we can't keep it. You know, we that's exactly who we are. We're the Italian job, and we keep everything Italian.
Let me guess, you love the movie as well.
I love it. Exactly my character.
Right. And then you have this tasting room, which I think, as the name suggests, obviously, is a place where someone can go and try all sorts of things before they commit and buy.
You know what we found? So unless people have traveled the world, a lot of people are ignorant to Italian food just being pizza and pasta, which it isn't. And we expose the customers to a lot more different cold meats, pestos that we create. I mean, there's a product called Nduja, which is a very southern Italian product, which we make ourselves. My cousin is very, very much a stickler in making fresh. And it's mixed salames, which is blitzed up with tomato and chili, and you would put that on bread or crostini or bruschette, and people have never heard of it, and that's exactly what the tasting room offers. It offers you the opportunity to try different things, different cold meats other than just Parma ham that people are aware of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a deli. We named it the tasting room for exactly that, and people come in and they go, sure. Either they haven't eaten and they go, well, now I don't have to eat, or I've eaten, I should have done this before I actually sat down to have lunch.
Karen and Jeff say they are so generous in the tasting room. So watch out, you're about to get throngs of people coming to experience the tasting room. But what's been your recipe for success? I know this would be, what, your second year? You're just over a year now.
Yes.
But what's been your recipe for success?
I think us being here all the time, people do come for us. I think it's important that it's, owner run and owner seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got people coming in and having lunch and just talking a hind leg off a donkey. And sometimes we really have to excuse ourselves. But I think a full all-round offering that you're getting a good meal, you know you're getting a wholesome meal, you know you're getting quality products, and the proof is in the pudding. But we are here 24/7.
Yeah, I think when it comes to retail, and especially with small businesses, you do have to be there a hell of a lot because you form those relationships and people want that intimacy, and for that relationship to creates that loyalty when you end up knowing each other by name and they can give you their
very
feedback
much so.
And the banter, and you get to know about their children and you know.
Oh, definitely. And exactly that. It's very, very, very detailed. Yes.
So apart from that, what would your advice be to young business owners who are starting out or who want to start out in the food business?
I think in starting out in any business, this is a bit difficult.
Mm-hmm.
You need to put your all in. And you need to make sure that it happens. I think what's important in today's day and age, you can't leave it up to somebody else. But if you've got something that you want to do, take the step. I think if the opportunity presents itself, take that step and work hard at it. I think everybody knows that, but it really is true in making sure that you give it all every single day.
Right. We've got Lerato calling from Centurion. Hi, Lerato.
Hi, Azza. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. I'm so excited because I've always thought that Italian just means pasta and pizza, and I'm really not a pizza person.
Mm.
I'm not a pasta person. And one of my daughters, they really love Italian food, and that's what they go for. So every time we have to go to these restaurants that serve pasta and it's like, yo, I don't know what to do to myself. I don't even know. So I'm very happy that I know where to go now, because I know that there's much more to just pizza and pasta when it comes to Italian food. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's more like perhaps if somebody says that I'm going to Africa or I'm going to South Africa, and all that they know perhaps is just pap and maybe mohodi.
And cassava.
But more to African cuisine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm quite glad I'll be visiting them because, yeah, I just want to explore. I'm adventurous that way. But I thought to myself, you know what? Pasta and pizza, it's not for me, honestly speaking.
Yes.
I'm very happy, you know, because I just get bloated. No, pasta.
There's more for you to try.
Honestly.
All right. Lerato, thank you. Thank you. So look out for the Italian Job Food Emporium. You're going to have a tough customer on your hands, Claudia. But where do we find you?
So, Zanya, we're in Bryanston, the corner of Main Road and Post House Street.
Yeah.
In fact, in the very building where the old Bryanston Post Office used to be.
Mm.
And quite a funny fact, we're in the very shop that the F&B building at the F&B Bank was previously, and we've got the monster safe at the back. So we truly are the Italian Job. We call that the complaints department. But I tell customers they got to close the door when they complain, which is a monster door.
I just want to see that. Is F&B not going to come pick up that safe?
I don't think anybody could move it for love or money. It's huge.
Oh, what a great story. Claudia, thank you so much. We're going to pop in just to like have a tour of that.
Please do.
That's
We'd
Claudia.
Love to have you.
Thank you. That's Claudia Stella, co-owner of the Italian Job Emporium. Another WhatsApp says, the Italian Job is a favorite of ours. We haven't sat down to eat, but we pop in regularly for delicious ingredients. So there you go. Shows up what you're making in your kitchen. Add a little bit of Italian to it. Get some advice from Chef Lorenzo and Claudia. And of course, sit down to have something to eat, breakfast or lunch.